I live by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, August 20th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of stories from around the state of Michigan. One of the things that is starting to set up is the election for November 5th could end up giving the majority in Lansing, the state house, 110 state representatives. If they get north of 56 Republicans, they flip the House, they become the majority. Then there's going to be discussion about who should be Speaker of the House with the Republicans in control. We got a story about that. We've got information about a county party being ordered to do a redo of their county convention. And I don't even understand what the problem is down in Kalamazoo County, but evidently there is some problems. There are some issues. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to have a talk about the Democrats last night kicking off their convention in the war-torn city of Chicago. Protesters outside refusing to allow delegates to get inside the convention center. They ended up having to go in the back door, basically, under heavy armed guard protection of the police. They were even thinking about calling in the National Guard. Got an inside story from somebody that was actually there reporting on it from Michigan. We're going to get into that story. We got so much lined up for you today. It's unbelievable. If you'd like to get a comment into the show, text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate it. Don, one of our former listeners, when I was on Wham Radio down in Ann Arbor, the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, Don says, we welcome President Donald Trump to Howell, Michigan today for a press conference with a great Sheriff Mike Murphy. Patriots are starting to line the roads at 1 p.m. Excellent. You know, this, I believe now with J.D. Vance's trips and Donald Trump's trips to Michigan, they've been here, I believe this is the seventh time that he and or J.D. Vance or J.D. Vance by himself have been to Michigan since the Republican convention. Totally showing exactly how important the state of Michigan is to him winning the White House in November. They are coming to Michigan on a regular basis, and good news. Appreciate the field report, Don. Yes, Mike Murphy, one of the constitutional sheriffs we have in the state of Michigan. He's going to be hosting them. That's great news. Appreciate you sending me that information. Did not hear about it. Want to remind you that we have still promotions information being able to be sent out to you guys. We have the cards. Randy, I'll text you the address and the place to mail your check, money order, whatever you want to send us, no problem. As soon as we get it, we'll put it in the mail to you and get it shipped back. Make sure you give us your address, where you want the cards, the rear window stickers, and the business cards to the radio station, and we'll send them out to you. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart as you head out tonight. Through the concrete canyons to the midtown lights, where the latest neon promises are.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com. The summer sale is on. It's official. We only have about three more weeks to go, and then it will be over. 50, 60, 70, up to 80% off any product online or by calling the operator using the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. Mike's people got a hold of me. They are wanting to empty out the old warehouse before they move into the new one. Middle of September, it's looking like possibly the end of September. I talked with Dawn yesterday, and she said that they are running into some last-minute issues for their final certificate of occupancy to move into the new warehouse. It's real simple. All you have to do is go online, mypillow.com, shop away, put whatever you want in the cart. Again, I highly recommend the MyPillow 2.0, the new pillow. Get the proper stuffing in it based on your body size. The Giza Dream Sheets, the bath towels, two sets of bath towels, two sets of sheets. Get a mattress topper for an old worn out mattress, slippers, whatever you want. Shop away, put it in the cart, then go to checkout. When you go to checkout, see how much the retail price is, and then put in the promo code Trucker Randy. One word, no space. You'll see how much money you're going to save. Plus, if you spend over $100, you get free shipping. So again, this is something we're doing to help him get rid of his inventory. Does not want to transfer the current stock over to the new warehouse. The way it was explained to me, the high-low drivers, the semi-trucks, moving the product would basically cost more than the profits they're making offering you guys this discount. They'd rather give you the discount than pay high-low drivers and truck drivers. Now, if you don't have a computer, here is the Trucker Randy operator's number. They already have the promo code punched into this number. When you call it, you automatically get the discount. It's 800-654-9659. 800-654-9659. If you want that phone number, the promo code for the website, mypillow.com, just text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send it to you. Now, we all had our conventions for our county parties. Absolutely no problem. Smooth as can be. Antrim County, 52 people, I believe, were there from little tiny Antrim County. Previous chair, Tom Stillings, was there. Ed Betcher was there. I got to sit with Ed, sat next to him for the entire convention. Didn't always agree with him when he was a county commissioner. Didn't agree with him when he was chairman of the board. Didn't agree with him on a lot of things politically. But we had a really nice civil conversation. It was a great event. In and out done. The slate was approved unanimously. Nobody tried to take over the convention. Nobody tried to add people to the slate. There was no bickering. There was no fighting. Nothing like that. As far as the convention goes, we were probably done in 7, maybe 8 minutes. Following Robert's Rules of Order was the longest part, taking the longest part to make motions, support, discussion, hearing none, the vote, moving on. Like I said, 7, 8 minutes, it was a done deal. That's not what was happening down in Kalamazoo County. The embattled Kalamazoo County Republican Party is being ordered to redo its county convention tomorrow, this Wednesday, while the Michigan Republican Party will be overseeing the event after the latest flare-up between the two warring factions. Michigan Republican Party's Credential Committee voted and today that the new Kalamazoo County Republican Convention will take place over Zoom on Wednesday night after more than 40 elected precinct delegates claimed they were blocked from voting last week for state convention delegates to go to Flint, Michigan this Saturday. This Saturday, August 24th, 10 o'clock, Flint, Michigan, the Dort Financial Center. Vicki and I will be attending. as delegates for Antrim County. One of the state committee members, Kim Harris, told MERS News Service that at least 46 elected Republican precinct delegates who should have been able to vote were told that they could only attend the convention as guests for numerous reasons. Some were told they weren't a Kalamazoo County Republican member in good standing. What that means is basically not a member, dues-paying member, somebody who's not submitted the information, the form, to the county party, paid their dues for the year. Well, that's unconstitutional. If you ran and was elected precinct delegate on August 6th primary, you are a precinct delegate as of right now. You are completely, absolutely entitled to attend the county convention and vote. But that's not how they did it down in Kalamazoo County. Some of the delegates were under the impression they had to pay dues. No, that's not true. Years ago, that went to a courtroom, and it was deemed to be a poll tax. You can't force somebody to pay dues to a county party in order to vote. If you get elected by your neighbors, by the people in your community, to be a precinct delegate to represent them for the Republican Party, you're an elected official. Be it the lowest level elected official in the state of Michigan, it's volunteer, you don't get paid, but you're obligated to come to county conventions and vote. Other delegates, like Robin Maxson, were given no reason at all. The one unique thing about all of these people was they supported former Michigan Republican Party chairwoman Christina Crammel. And a few of them was actually part of a lawsuit against the current county party leaders, Maxson said. They claimed the real reason we were denied voting rights was because we weren't with the majority. Well, one of the precinct delegates, Sabrina Pritchett Evans, made MERS quote of the day yesterday. Now that Kalamazoo is a banana republic, they were basically crafting rules on the fly to keep themselves in power. Pritchett Evans led an unsuccessful takeover of the Kalamazoo County Republican Party a few years ago. So the establishment folks, well, guess what? They don't like her. The current chair, Kelly Sackett, declined to speak about the incident. MERS News Service has learned that the tensions go back some time when Sackett, wing of the party, tried to prevent Christian nationalists led by Caramo, Pritchett Evans, and others from taking over the party. No side has clean hands in the battle, but the current Michigan Republican Party has recognized Sackett as being the official wing of the Kalamazoo County Republicans. The Michigan Republican Party's Credential Committee was told today that the only official members of the Kalamazoo County Republican Party were allowed to vote in Thursday's convention. The county party's website lists individual membership is $40 a year for their dues. Credentials committee member Norm Schenkel said that sniffed to him as being a poll tax, which isn't allowable per a court decision decades ago. Exactly what I just said. Those denied the chance to vote took out their frustration on a Rumble video, which was broadly circulated yesterday. This video was sent to Pete Hoekstra, the current chair of the Michigan Republican Party, and they are doing a redo of the convention. Those agitated about not getting to vote said they felt attorney Matt DiPerno, who's running for Supreme Court played an oversized role in the Kalamazoo Republican Party's proceedings. Considering that he's running for Michigan Supreme Court Justice, a position state delegates will select this Saturday. DiPerno declined to comment and didn't give a reason for it. Well, this is just another example why I'm not supporting him for Supreme Court. Personally, I'm supporting and will be voting for on Saturday William O'Grady for the 4-year term and Judge Mark Boonstra for the 8-year term. Now, it's kind of interesting. Both Vicky and I on our cell phones yesterday got a poll on the Supreme Court justices' races. We responded with O'Grady and Boonstra. And an interesting text message came back from this particular push poll that they were doing. It was kind of interesting the way it was worded. And by the way, I don't know if any of you other delegates got this, but it was from a 517-297-0831 phone number. Let's see. When did this come in? This was at 5 o'clock last night. Did you guys get this? Text me a Y for yes or N for no. If you're a delegate, you didn't get it. The way it was worded, no subject at the top. Good afternoon, Randy. This Saturday, you're being asked to support nominees for the Michigan Supreme Court, among other positions, mostly the State Board of Education and the universities. For the 8-year term, 8 years, which candidate do you intend to support? A, Andrew Fink, the current state representative, or B, Mark Boonstra? And which candidate for the 4-year term do you plan to support? C, Alexandria Taylor, D, Patrick William O'Grady, or E, Matt DiPerno? So again, I responded with B for Boonstra and D for O'Grady. Then this came back, and this is kind of interesting, because one of the things that I thought was weird is that this became obviously probably a John Yap poll, because Andrew Fink must have hired him to do it. Rebuilding our conservative majority on the Supreme Court is going to be a multi-year-long project. Are you aware that if elected, Mark Boonstra is only eligible to serve one term because of his age? And should he win, Gretchen Whitmer will be able to appoint his replacement on the Court of Appeals. My response? Fink needs some judicial experience before running for Supreme Court. Boonstra's a judge, has had years' experience on the bench. Fink has had none. 8 years of Mark Boonstra. Fink can get some experience and come back. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news.